Burma democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi awoke at her lakeside home today to begin the first full day of her latest house arrest. The detention follows her globally condemned conviction for violating international security law that lawyers say they would promptly appeal. Only China, Burma's top trading partner, asked the world to accept the decision. A UN Security Council meeting called by France yesterday to discuss the verdict ended without result and was adjourned until today. We spoke to the chairman of Burma Action Ireland, Gerard Kilgallen, who says the international community should take action now.
I really think that it is now time, if ever the time came, for the international community to stop pussyfooting with this regime and really treat them as the outlaws, which I think they really are. And I do know also, of course, that China and Russia are the ones that never seem to row in with the Security Council resolutions on many places, including Burma. At the end of the day, is just plain real politik. And it's time that the world stopped playing these games and really did what they said they would do. And I do believe where there's a will, there's a way. And if the governments of the world who do value justice, human rights and freedom, as they say they do, then they must grasp the nettle this time and do something that will persuade Burma to free Aung San Suu Kyi and the political prisoners if there is to be anything like a free and fair election next year.